Hello guys, and again welcome to the Alum Podcast, and I'm your host Harit Sharma. So guys, after the change, this is my first episode on the niche marketing. So I will start with the basics, then I will move ahead to some kind of methods and psychology and all of those things. But I will just start in today's episodes with some kind of basic things that everyone should know when they have started in the field of marketing. So guys, my today's topic is about that one thing that everyone should know and do to become a great marketer and a great person as a whole. I know. I'm not talking about self-improvement here, but the thing that I'm talking about will help you in everything and most of the things in your life. It can be a business, it can be marketing. It is just like a apex level of a skill that everyone should have to improve as a person and improve everything in their lives, and that is being self-aware. I know. I have already talked about it in a lot of ways, and I have already told you a lot of methods and how you can apply this in your life. But today I will talk about self-awareness in the field of marketing. So guys, if you want to become a very great marketer, what you should do is be aware of your actions and what do you buy, what do you read, and why did you collect something, why did you read something, why did you bought something, and all of these things. Because if you want to become a great marketer, what you should do is that observe others and observe yourself, because you have bought something not because you wanted it, and most of the time whenever you buy something, it is because some kind of marketing or some kind of people have influenced you to do so. For example, you have read a tweet, you have seen an Instagram post, you have seen a reel, or you have bought yourself a new phone, and it can be just anything. And observe what made you read that blog. Was that the heading? Was there something in it that just piqued your interest, or there were like some kind of sale that was going on that made you buy that mobile, or it can be just anything. You have to observe yourself. It can be your demand, it can be your wants, it can be just anything. But when you observe your actions about reading something, buying something, and watching something, you are learning about marketing. Because whenever you watch something or read something, it is because you desired it, or there was some kind of heading or subheading that just piqued your interest and that made you read it or watch that video, or it can be a thumbnail, it can be anything that just piqued your interest. And you have to find those things. Whenever you find yourself reading something, watching something, just think about it. What made you read or watch that video, and what made you buy that thing? Because behind our every actions, there is some kind of human psychology and some kind of marketing that we can learn by our own actions. For example, let's just think about it. Today you are listening to this podcast maybe because you find the title interesting, you find the caption interesting, you may find my own podcast interesting, you find maybe something else interesting, you maybe had a desire to learn about marketing, maybe you wanted to just improve your knowledge about marketing. And by observing these actions of yourself, of why you did something and why you didn't did something, you can observe that what you can do to learn about marketing. Because if a heading picked up your interest and made you read it something or bought something, then what you can do, you can write that thing down, you can write that heading down, you can click a SS or a screenshot of that thumbnail or anything, and just keep it to yourself. Observe it, read it, and write it. Because if you have written down those things, you will be able to observe them, look at them again and again, and learn from it. Because the best way to learn from or learn a thing is that by copying others and learning from others. If you will just learn and copy from others, you will be able to create or make a own style of your own, and then you will be able to differentiate yourself. But in the start, you learn by copying, So whenever you find a good copywriting or a thumbnail or a SS, or it can be anything, whenever you find something interesting that picked up your interest, just save it and read it again and again and copy it and try to like think how you can change it differently, how can you make it your own, and how you can implement it in your own marketing. So guys, that's all for today's episode, and if you liked it, please share it with your friends, family, people you love and care about. Thank you again.